Right. Well, let me find my places here. I'm trying just to decide where I want to start this morning. Let's go to 2 Samuel, if you would, in your Bibles this morning. If you'll just go ahead and turn there to chapter number 6, I believe is the chapter that I'm looking for here. And 2 Samuel chapter number 6 is where we will begin. And we're actually studying the book of Psalms, but we're going to start here. And I'm going to jump around a little bit to get us started in a Bible study here or Sunday school study out of the book of Psalms. And we'll lay just a little bit of a foundation this morning. For instance, this morning, my lesson is to cover in the book of Psalms chapter 1, all the way to chapter number 11. So you're going to find it's either going to be a long, long day, or we're going to kind of condense it. But we're going to begin here in 2 Samuel chapter 6 in just a moment and talk to you a little bit about the book of Psalms. And I think this morning we'll just lay a little bit of a foundation of what the book of Psalms is all about and some important facts, and then we'll go to maybe chapter 11. We'll skip the first 10 chapters maybe and go to chapter 11 and focus on that. In our lesson, if you do not have a lesson book, there are plenty up here at the front. I want to encourage you to pick those up and to try to maybe read through that throughout the week. It'll help you, I think, in your walk with God and learning and growing in God's Word. And it also will kind of maybe give you a little heads up of what the lesson will be about the next week. But please don't hold me to that, because you're going to find if you were to read that chapter this morning, I'm not going to be even close to it probably. But anyway, to help you gain some more knowledge from God's Word, so pick those up by all means and take those with you today if you don't have one. Let's pray, as we always do. We'll begin with a word of prayer, and we'll get right into, we'll try to maybe make some headway into a lesson this morning, and I'm kind of debating on what direction I want to go here, but we'll see what we can do. Let's pray, and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we do love you, and Lord, I pray that you do help us, even in our Sunday school hour, Lord, to always realize the importance and seriousness of the hour. Lord, it's always important, it's always serious when we study your word. And Lord, we do have a desire to want to grow. I think that's why people are here this morning. They want to grow, they want to please you, they want to do your will. And I pray that you would help us to do just that this morning as we take and open up your word and as we study and as we try to gain a little bit of an insight of more of what you have for us in your word. And I pray that you would enlighten us. I pray that you would help us to open up our minds and our hearts to your word and to your leading and guiding in our life. And Lord, may we gain something this morning, and may we learn, and may we grow. We also, Lord, want to pray for the many in our church who have needs as far as prayer requests are concerned. Lord, I do pray for each and every one that's been mentioned this past week. Lord, we've had many given, many requests, and Lord, there's a lot of needy people in this world that needs to hear from you. There's many that may need your touch this morning, and we pray for that to be so in each and every prayer request. We also, Lord, want to make a special mention of those that we may know of that are maybe not in church this morning. Maybe they're saved, but out of your will and maybe not attending church. I pray that you would help us this week to maybe have a good positive influence in their life. And Lord, may we help those that are not maybe faithfully attending church on Sundays. Help us to encourage those to maybe come and join with us. We also, Lord, want to pray for those that we know of that are lost, that need to be saved. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be a good influence, to be a good role model, to be a person, Lord, who has a concern for them. And I pray that you help us to be a good witness to them. And Lord, maybe this week would be the week that maybe we could share the gospel with them and that they would see their need of salvation and trust you as their Savior. And we pray that you would help us in that. Lord, we also want to pray for our country today. Lord, our country is in need of revival, and we pray once again for your help there in our country this morning. Spiritually, we are needy, and I pray that you would help our country to see the need that we have is that we need you, and I pray that we would turn back to you once again. We pray now that you bless our time as we study your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go to 2 Samuel chapter number 6, and I'm going to read a verse here. You're going to find in this chapter here, I'm going to start off a little bit with David, Everybody is familiar with David. Every time you hear the name David, usually our minds will always go back to David and Goliath. That's probably one of the highlights in the life of David. In our mind, is the day that it was David as that young boy that took the sling and the smooth stone and was able to kill Goliath. With that, I've often made mention of that, but always keep in mind that David did not kill Goliath. I believe that it was God that did that. It was a miracle of God that God chose to use an individual's life. Now, David is going to be one that when we get into the book of Psalms, you're going to find that a lot of the Psalms will be written by David. It's amazing. I think we often kind of overlook, or we really don't really look into the life of David and understand the life of David. We think of David as a great leader. We think of David is was a great warrior. But then also you got to realize David was one that played the harp. He was one that actually took time to learn how to play an instrument of a harp. David had a lot of time to do that as a young man. He was one that would take care of the herd or the sheep and so forth. And I believe that often throughout the day, it was a pretty boring day just watching them and taking care of them and leading them around to graze and to grow. And I believe that he would probably take a lot of that time that he had on his hand to learn how to play a musical instrument. Now, real quickly, is there anybody in here that knows how to play a musical instrument? Brother Richardson can play the piano some. Brother Yandel can. Okay, what can you play?
Guitar.
Play the guitar? All right. What can you play?
Clarinet.
Clarinet, all right. I think you took clarinet when you were in high school, right? All right. Anybody else play anything else? Okay. Anybody else? I do not. I know nothing about music. All right. Back, what do you play? You play, well, listen, we got trumpet, guitar, piano, clarinet. We got it right here. See, there's a lot of people that have that ability and that talent, knowledge, and maybe through school and learning and so forth. I do not play a musical instrument. I'll be honest with you, I wished I could. And I'm going to go a step further than that. I think sometimes it is a failure on our part to not know how to play musical instruments. I think sometimes that there are people that kind of bypass that in life, and I think it's important. I really do. I think music's very important. I think instruments are very important, and you're going to find as we look into to our lesson this morning, you're going to find in the Word of God a lot of musical instruments that were used. Now, I think years ago I thought to myself, I'm going to put together a Bible study on my own. I want to go through the Bible and I want to find out every single musical instrument listed in God's Word. I started that one day and I was amazed at how many instruments you can find in the Word of God. Now, I never completed that Bible study, but maybe I need to go back and revisit that. But you would be amazed at all the instruments that you will find in the Word of God. Now, we're going to look at the book of Psalms, and real quickly, let's see, I'll go back to my lesson book here real quickly and just make a few statements out of the introduction that's in my lesson this morning. It's mentioned here that the book of Psalms is often referred to as Israel's songbook. You have to realize that the book of Psalms is a book of psalms and prayers. Now, you're going to find some of them is actually a prayer that was put together and penned on paper, if you would, and made into a psalm as well. You're going to find that the book of Psalms is just that, is a book of biblical psalms. And it's often referred to as Israel's songbook. Now, the word Psalms means this, right? Here's what the book tells me, that the book of Psalms comes from the Greek word, which means songs sung with musical instruments. You're going to find that in the book of Psalms, that it is a psalms of victory at times. You're going to find that some of the psalms that are written when they are at a low point, maybe even fleeing for their own life, and maybe God inspired and they penned down a psalm of their heart and what's going on in their life. You're going to find that at times it may be a prayer that is penned together as well as a psalms, but as our My lesson book says this morning, the book of Psalms basically means song sung with musical instruments. All right. Now, you're going to find, let's read one verse here. 2 Samuel chapter 6. You're going to find here verse number 5. David's name is going to be mentioned here. Look at verse number 5. It says, "And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments." All right. So there's a whole wide variety of instruments that they're going to use. And it's almost, as you study, you'll find that it's almost to the point where they have kind of a mentality, the more instruments, the more the merrier. I mean, they invite people to play musical instruments here. In verse number 5, he goes on to say, "Instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and psalteries and timbrels and cornets and cymbals." So you're going to find here a lot of musical instruments that's going to be listed. You would be amazed at some of the instruments that were actually used to praise the Lord. In fact, if you were to really get serious about it, it would upset maybe some folks as far as when it comes to musical instruments, and we're going to get into that. But music is a big issue today. We all would agree that music is very important. Music is a big part of a church service. But it can be misused, and we all know that music can be misused. Anything good of the Lord, the devil will always come along and try to destroy it. I believe that music is from God, and is used for God's honor and praise and glory, but anytime you find something good like that, the devil will always come along and try to compound it. He'll try to complicate it. He'll misuse it, and music can be misused. And often, to be honest with you, is misused. But music in itself is a good thing. Music has an impact on an individual. In fact, you'll find in the Word of God that often music was used to kind of help console someone, to help someone who was needing to be consoled. And music has a big part in life. Whether you want to admit it tonight, this morning or not, music has an impact on you. That's why in society, everywhere you go, there's music playing. You go to the gas station, there's music playing. You go to, so oftentimes you may go to the grocery store and there's music playing. In fact, there's a lot of study going behind music, and even grocery stores have put a study together on music, and they know exactly what music to play in a grocery store to make you hungry. And it works. That's pretty obvious. We all would agree it works pretty good. But music has an impact on your life. Music is around you more than you realize. If you would go through the day and just make a mental note of every time you hear music playing, you'd be amazed. There's music in the background in a lot of locations where you go. Why? Because people that own those businesses know that music has an impact on you. And so we find here that David, and I just made mention of this one verse right here, David was someone that was musically inclined. He was someone that knew how to play musical instruments. You're going to find that it was a very big part of the life of David. And all through the life of David, you're going to find that music was a major, major part of his life. Now, let's step it forward to our day and age. We don't live in the age that David lived here. As we look at 2 Samuel chapter 6 here, we weren't alive at that time. That was years and years and years ago. But even up into the year 2014, we would all agree music is still very much alive. Not only music, but also instruments that are used in music. And then let's kind of narrow it down, and let's just get away from society, and let's narrow it all the way down to the Lord's house, talking about our church. Now, when you get to churches, you're going to have a big time debate on your hand when it comes to the area of music. Because everybody has different styles, has different likes, they have different dislikes. Some believe that it's okay, some believe that it's of the devil. Now, The only way that we can know what is right or wrong is the Word of God. So when it comes to the Word of God, what does God's Word, what does the Bible have to say about music? And you can get into a lot of hot topics with churches, church members, pastors of churches, what is right, what is wrong, what's allowed, what's not allowed. I'm not going to really just dive off into that. That's not my place this morning. For instance, you take different denominations. When it comes to religion, even in my wife's family, she has a relative that is a Church of Christ. And we've had a lot of hot topics when it comes to music with them. Church of Christ believes that no musical instrument should be played in the church. They sing a cappella. There's no piano, there's no organ, and oh my, there's definitely not any other instruments in the church because it's not right to play an instrument in the church. Then you go to some churches. Some churches believe the piano is okay, but that's the extent of it. No organ, no other stringed instruments, nothing of that nature, just a piano only. Then there's churches that believe that an organ would be okay, a piano, an organ, but nothing more than just that. They would never allow a guitar to come in the front door of their church. They would never allow any kind of a horned instrument to come inside their church because that is of the devil. Then you get to some churches, anything's allowed. If it'll make a beat, if it sounds good, you bring it, we'll play it. And then you get off into the different styles of music and the styles of what people nowadays call praise and worship. And I think we're a far cry from praise and worship today in a lot of churches. So what's right and what is wrong? So we're going to study the book of Psalms for the next several, 3 months now, and look at a lot of the different Psalms. But I want to lay a foundation here this morning to make sure you understand, as we study these different chapters in the book of Psalms, it is that. It is a psalm. It is a psalm that is written to God as a worship maybe between, in fact, the one we'll look at this morning will be a psalm of David. We find here in chapter 6 in verse number 5, it says, "And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and psalteries and timbrels and cornets and cymbals." So you'll find here, I'm going to be honest with you, they had it going on. In fact, you're going to find when David was involved in music, it got pretty lively. I'm afraid that David, if David were able to walk in and bring all these people with all these instruments, I think a lot of people would really enjoy it, and some people would think to themselves, is that right? But we'll find from God's Word, you know, and we'll look into the Word of God to find out what is right. Is it right just to have piano only? Is it okay to have an organ to go along with that piano? Is it okay to have a guitar maybe in a service? Is it okay maybe to play the clarinet, maybe a horn instrument and so forth? Is that going to be okay? I mean, what does God think about it? You know, it really doesn't matter what we think. What only matters this morning is what does God think. Now, we all have different preferences. We all have different likes and dislikes. You may like one song, and I may think, well, it's okay. I may like another song better, and you think that one's kind of okay. We've all got to understand and realize here, we all have a little bit different in our taste is what we like as far as music is concerned. The book of Psalms here, as I mentioned to you, you're going to find in some cases it is a prayer that was made actually into a song that they would use. These songs were actually, or psalms were actually used over and over and over at different times. Different events even required certain psalms to be sung and played at different events back then. And so it was a big part of their life. Music was a very, very big part of their life, even all the way back to the life of David. As we find even here, David involved in music, playing musical instruments, singing unto the Lord, not only him, but others as well. It also mentions some of the instruments that were going to be played and so forth there in the 2 Samuel chapter 6. Now, if you'll go to the book of Psalms real quickly, I'm going to do something odd. I'm going to go backwards here. People will often ask me sometimes, is it a sin to play the guitar in a church? If we had someone bring a clarinet in, or we had a missionary played the flute one time. I was amazed at how well that guy could play a flute. A flute's kind of soft. It's kind of it's not a loud, very bombastic type instrument. But man, that guy took it, and I mean, it was pretty bombastic when this guy played the flute. Well, is it a sin for Brother Richardson to allow that guy to come in and play the flute in a church? You know, a church is a place where we only play the piano. We throw the organ in, and but that's the extent of it. I mean, you go past that, I mean, there are actually pastors in this world that if they knew that Brother Richardson allowed, we had a musical instruments last week. Well, he's not a man of God to allow that to come into the church. And there are guys that actually feel that way. And I've had pastors criticize me even sometimes about allowing different things. You know, if it's different, it's got to be of the devil. Or here's really what it is. If it's not like me, it's of the devil. Because I know all. Let's go to the last book of Psalms. Go to the very last book of Psalms. We're going to go backwards. Instead of chapter 1, I'm going to start in chapter 150. Chapter 150 is a book that I've often used with knuckleheads that try to convince me that if you play any more than a piano in a church, you're way off base. You're wrong. It's of the devil. And my response often to them is, when you get to heaven, you ain't going to like it. You're going to find that when you get to heaven, there's going to be more than a piano and there's going to be more than an organ. In fact, I told a guy this one time, the only instrument that I find in a church that I can't find in the Word of God is an organ. And I'm not saying an organ's right or wrong. I'll be honest with you, it's my personal preference. I like the organ. I think it really adds to the song. I think it really adds to the service and so forth. But when you get to chapter 150, you're going to find a lot of instruments that are listed here that will be played in heaven. For all you Church of Christ people out there, you're really going to hate heaven. Now, I say that because Church of Christ doesn't believe that you have an instrument at all. They don't have an instrument in their church. They just all sing a cappella. But you're going to find here some interesting statements. Now, you got to understand something here as we read this chapter. You're going to find in this chapter a little bit of what music will be like in heaven. All right, look at verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His, what's the next word? His what? Sanctuary. All right, talking about praising God, about the praise that we give to God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Verse number 2, praise Him for His mighty acts. Now, that gives you a good reason why you ought to praise God. We serve a mighty God. And by the way, all songs that we do sing ought to be sung for and to God. Now, I do take exception here when people want to perform for the applause of men. Because when people do sing, and I'm talking about in a public service, it ought to be for the honor and glory and praise of God. Not that we can clout for you, even though I clout for people. It's not about the applause of men. It's about praising God for His mighty acts. When we pick up a song book and the music, I don't know, Brother Bradley, is he leading music today? Maybe it's Brother Bradley or Brother, we don't know. Somebody, maybe Brother R, I don't know. And he tells you to grab a song book and turn to such and such page and so forth. Maybe you've got it memorized. If you don't, grab a song book and so forth. But as we sing, we ought to sing for the honor, glory, and praise of God. And as we sing, it ought to do something to our heart. It ought to get me in tune between me and God and get myself in position to receive the preaching of the Word of God. Because music has an impact on me. It does something to my heart. It does something to my mind. It gets me in track. I don't know the words I'm looking for here. It gets me in line, if you would, for the receiving of the preaching of the Word of God, the message that is going to follow. I'm already conditioned for that. It's already started working in my mind. It's already started working in my heart. Now I'm ready to receive the message of the Word of God. So you find here it talks about praising God and praising Him, and I underline the word in His sanctuary, okay? We're talking about the psalms that is, or the music and the song that is sung here in His sanctuary. Verse number 2 talks about how that we ought to praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. And by the way, we serve a great God this morning. And then we get down to the nitty-gritty. You're not going to like all this, but look at verse number 3. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. I don't know, but I just kind of assume a trumpet's going to be okay. Would you agree with me this morning? Anybody play? Nobody plays a trumpet? I love a trumpet. Anybody? Nobody plays? Who plays a trumpet? Oh, you got a trumpet. If he brought his trumpet in today and so forth and played it, let me say this. It's going to be okay. I don't think God's going to be upset with that. It goes on here and says, not only the trumpet, praise Him with a psaltery and harp. Now, you need to underline the word psaltery here. I went back and I was studying to find out what is that. It's a 13-stringed guitar. It looks like a guitar. It has 13 strings on it. I don't know anything about music, but I would guess you got to have some talent to play a 13-stringed instrument like a guitar. Now, you play guitar. How many strings does yours have? 6, right? All right, 6 on his. So you just add about 7 more strings to it. If he were to bring a guitar in, has 6 strings on it, the only thing that I could say about him is he needs to add about 7 more. But I think it's, you know what I think? I think it's going to be okay if he plays it. Oh, you can't allow a guitar in the church. Then, what are you going to do when you die and go to heaven? Oh, you can't have anything more than a piano in your church. That's of the devil. I'm thinking, good night. Has anybody read their Bible? Are y'all with me so far? Are we okay so far? Going to get worse. All right, so we've got, so far I found a trumpet. By the way, this chapter does not even come close to listing all the instruments that you're going to find in God's Word. But we find here a trumpet's listed here, psaltery here, and a harp. We all know what a harp is. David was a master at playing the harp. In fact, David was often requested to come and play for others because David was that good with a harp. Now, I've always kind of looked at it like this, a harp. I mean, if I had to play a musical instrument, I don't think harp's going to be my choice. You know, a masculine warrior like David playing a harp. A harp was often used in God's Word. A harp has a distinct sound to it. It's very soothing. It has a different influence, an impact on an individual. David was a master at playing the harp. So we got all these musical instruments here listed so far. Verse number 4, praise Him with the timbrel. All right, now you need to underline the word timbrel. It's not a tambourine. It's a timbrel. If you study that, you're not going to like this, but it's like a drum. Now, I had a good buddy of mine that actually traveled and preached a lot and had a large church and so forth. And his philosophy was, if it's an instrument and it sounds good, we play it. Except the drum, it's of the devil. That's, you know, if that's your opinion, you know, more power to you if you want to feel that way, but the timbrel here, if you go back and you do a word study, it would be similar to a drum. That's not going to look like all the drums that maybe we see today. All these instruments have a little bit different look and so forth to them than the modern instruments that we have in our society today. But a timbrel is a drum. Now, I'm not going to step out there on that one. That's not my call to make there. I've been in a service before at an independent Baptist church before that had drums with it and so forth. And then the next pastor down the road thinks it's of the devil. And there's a lot of debate over whether it's right or wrong. And I think every pastor has to make that call of where he draws the line on what instruments maybe he allows to play in the church and so forth. All I'm doing, I'm just telling you, you do a word study, you find out for yourself what you think that instrument is. All right? Y'all with me so far? So we got a wide range of instruments going on here. Let's see. So far we've got what? Let's see here. We got the trumpet playing. We've got the psaltery playing, which is like a guitar. It has 13 strings. And by the way, if you go back and you study that, and it's often played with a stick. Now, I don't know how you play it with a stick and so forth, and it's usually a very loud instrument. It goes on, and we find here, what else did we find here? We found the harp listed also in verse number 3. Now we got the timbrel thrown in here, which is kind of like a drum, if you would. And then you're not going to like this, and dance. Now, I've heard a lot of preachers preach on this, and I've tried my very best to honestly understand what that word means, and I've word studied it. I've tried to trace it down. I've looked at different angles on it. I've looked at different passages of scripture and so forth. And the only conclusion I can give you this morning on what that word dance is, and I've heard a lot of preachers try to explain what they think it means. And my personal opinion, when I study the word and so forth, and I've studied the word dance there is going to mean dance. Yeah, but what kind of dance was it? And that is very key and so forth. In fact, I wrote down in my Bible, in my word study that I did one time on it, the word dance means to twist and whirl. I don't know what all is going on in this service here in chapter 150, but I believe it's pretty lively. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty happening. They got something going on here pretty... And it's pretty up-tempo, and it's got a lot of instruments going on, and there's a lot of instruments being played, and there's a lot of songs going on here. And, most Baptists want to take those two little words, that and dance, and they want to kind of scratch it out because it's hard to explain that one. You know what my conclusion is this morning? As I read chapter 150, they were excited about God. They were excited. It was hard to control their excitement. They were excited about God. They were excited about the greatness of God, the might of God, the blessings of God. They were excited of all that God had done for them. In return, they are playing instruments unto God. They're singing songs unto God. There's a dance that's taking place. Now, I do take this, when I go back to the word dance, I don't really want to leave that out there too long. In studying a little bit in some of the Jewish history, there is some particular dances that they still do to this day, that they dance unto the Lord. And it's a very common kind of a dance. And it just looks like happiness and excitement unto God. It's nothing vulgar about it. It's nothing sensual about it. It's nothing off color about it. It's just it looks like joy and happiness unto God, something that you cannot hardly find in most churches. Because we feel like we're, and I'm afraid sometimes we get so formal and so stuck in our routines in church and so forth, we're so excited to kind of step outside the box or let the water kind of overflow the banks a little bit. You know, it's nothing wrong with getting excited about God in the house of God. They're excited. David said, man, bring those instruments on in. We'll play them. And they've got it going on. They're playing and singing, and I say organs. I meant to say this earlier when I told you about the only musical instrument that I can't find listed by name, not the organs of piano. Because you're going to find here organs listed here. I think I said organ earlier and so forth. About the only musical instrument I can't find by name in the Word of God is piano. Brother Yandel, I can't find it. Now, I will say this. It is a stringed instrument. All right. And you're going to find in the Word of God that stringed instruments were greatly used in their praise and worship of God. So don't get bent out of shape. Don't leave here thinking, Brother Chris thinks that the piano's of the devil. I don't think that at all. I love the piano. I wished I could play the piano. But let's move on here. So we got this dance going on in verse number 4. All right, you find here, praise Him with what kind of instruments? Stringed instruments. All right. Now, we live in society today. We're high tech nowadays. It's, you know, we can even buy pianos nowadays that are computerized. I mean, there's no string in the instrument, but it sounds just like a stringed instrument. Now, I've had somebody ask me, is that right or is that wrong? I don't know. I think it's okay. Stringed instruments. A fellow last week and so forth played the steel guitar. And what did Daniel keep calling it when we went home? What did he call it? No, he didn't call it that. He wanted to know what that instrument was that guy was playing, and he called it something else, and we were trying to explain to him. It's actually got strings on it, and he's sliding this slide across it and so forth. And most people said, boy, I would never allow that in my church. Yeah, I know, you probably wouldn't allow stringed instruments. You know, you only find them all throughout the Word of God. You find also here stringed instruments, which a piano here is a stringed instrument. A guitar is a stringed instrument. Then it goes on in organs. So what we're looking at here in this chapter, I mean, it's very obvious. They are using a lot of instruments. It's not just a piano. It's not just a cappella. In fact, I think David would have a hard time with an a cappella service. We've got all these instruments playing. So let's go back here. We've got the trumpet in verse number 3, we've got the psaltery in verse number 3, we've got the harp in verse number 3, we've got the timbrel in verse number 4, we've got the dance going on in verse number 4, we've got stringed instruments in verse number 4, we've got organs listed here in verse number 4, and then verse number 5, praise Him upon the what kind of cymbals? What? Loud. Now, cymbals. What is a cymbal? It is a thing. You hit them together, and it's a pretty loud sound. Can you imagine the average Baptist church this morning with all these instruments playing in a service? And now we got the cymbals going off. And by the way, you'll find in the Word of God, we don't want them playing soft. We want them played how? Loudly. Now, the word loud here in verse number 5, to me, signifies it is a pretty exciting, up-tempo, loud, lot of instruments, a lot of happiness. You got a lot of joy taking place. And all this is done not for the praise of man, but praise to God. So it goes on, loud cymbal. Praise Him. Verse number 5, he keeps going. We're not done. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And then verse number 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So if you take chapter 150 of the book of Psalms, let's go back and realize it says in verse number 1, praise ye the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power. So we find here that everything in this chapter is a praise given unto God that mankind can get involved in to give praise back unto God for all that God had done for them because of His mighty acts, as it's mentioned in verse number 2, is the purpose and reason behind all this. And then it goes on in verse number 2, according to the God's word here, because of His excellent greatness. And because of that, they're going to give the best that they can back unto Him in praise and worship unto God. All these musical instruments taking place here. So you tell me this morning, is it wrong to play instruments in a church? I mean, would it be wrong if we had a clarinet play? In fact, I should have called all you guys. Y'all should have brought them. Maybe we ought to make them bring them all to Sunday school next Sunday. Make them play Amazing Grace or something. All right, y'all got the week's notice here. Next week, bring it. All right, clarinet. Am I correct? All right. Yours in the back was what? I know it's a horn. Trumpet, all right. Piano right here. Piano. Can you play organ? Either one of you play organ? You can play organ, and we got a piano and an organ player. We got a clarinet. We got a trumpet. We got a guitar right here. Who else?
Brother Bradley plays the trombone.
Brother Bradley can play the trombone. Anybody else play a musical instrument? Anybody else? I don't want to miss you. You're not going to raise your hand now because you're really afraid I am going to ask you to come play. Huh? That's right. Let me ask you something. If all these guys brought their instrument in next Sunday and played it, would it be of the devil? Is it going to be wrong? Right. Now, we got to play the right kind of music. And then you'll find here that their music was praise unto God. Let's be honest in verse chapter number 50. They were excited about God. Now, here's the only other thing that I can come up with, Brother R, to get everybody involved. If you can't play the musical instrument, then everybody else, we just do the dance. All right? How about that? Now, that word dance, I wouldn't dare step off on that. That's a little thin ice there as well, but it's going to be okay if somebody got a little excited. You know what our problem is? We're afraid we're going to get a little too excited. He's a little overboard. There's nothing wrong with getting a little overboard every now and then on God. I don't think that's our problem today. You know what I think our problem in society and Christianity today? It's so dead, why would lost people want to go? Say, well, you know, you just got to entertain everybody. I'm not saying it's not about entertainment. It's about just loving God and praising God for what God's done and who God is. And I don't think that you can praise God too much. What is the book of Psalms? You know, I'm afraid sometimes preachers will preach out of the book of Psalms and we kind of tend to forget it's a book of Psalms. That was written, you're going to find some of them were written in some dark, dark days. In fact, you're going to find even a few Psalms there, they were even questioning if God really even cared sometimes. And in the end, they get to the end of the Psalms, they realize, you know, God does care. You're going to find that after some great victories, that some psalms were written just to praise God because they realized the victory came because of God, has nothing to do with man, has nothing to do with his ability. It's all about God. Now, I don't know, but I think David may be pretty well right here. And I think that as we read into the book of Psalms and as we look and so forth, you're going to find, you can go back one more chapter number 49. It's going to be talking about praising God and the praises of God and the music and the songs with and singing out of one's mouth towards God. You're going to find that, I don't know. Let's go back to chapter 49. Let's look at it real quick. And I'm probably way ahead of myself and I'm out of time. Verse number 1, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song. That new song, that don't sound right, does it? But you know, it's all right every now. If Brother Richardson were to write a song and wanted to come in and sing it, if it's scripturally right, it's okay. It goes on in verse number 1, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Look at verse number 3. Let him praise his name in the dance. Well, we just can't get away from that thing right there. Let him sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. So you're going to find all throughout the book of Psalms that instruments are used. But listen, it's not playing an instrument for the applause of men, to be in the spotlight, to have everybody thinking and looking at me. It's all about God. And when we do play musical instruments in a church, it ought to be played in such a way that the emphasis and the goal of that song and that instrument is to get people directed towards God. Nowadays, it's all about the person that's performing. It's not about the performer. It's about God. It's not about the instrument that you can play. It's about God. It's not about the dance that you give or the song that you sing. It's not about your talents and your abilities. It's all about God. And that's why they were used. They were used to give honor, glory, and praise to God. And they were excited about it. Boy, I tell you what, you bring David and his, let David come in the church and all of his group. They'll liven the service up. the average Baptist church, but look, I don't know about David. I don't know if he's right. I mean, you know, I don't know that we can play all those. I mean, is it okay to play all them instruments in the church? I mean, it's piano only. And that dancing really went over the edge. Am I right? Listen, dear friend. I'm afraid sometimes we get so stiff and we're so afraid sometimes that we may kind of go out of the bounds just a little bit. And I'm not saying it's right to go out of bounds. And I think churches can go out of bounds in the wrong direction. But I just believe this morning. We ought to be excited about the God we serve. And realize that we serve a mighty God. And we ought to praise God for His great acts, His kindness, His mercy, His salvation. I mean, we could go on and on and on this morning. But let's realize the importance, not only just today, but every day, praising God for who He is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love You, we praise You, we thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord, that we do have the Word of God, that we can always go back to and we can always look to find out really what is right and what is wrong. It's not what man thinks is right and it's not what man thinks is wrong. But God, thank You this morning that we can always turn to Your Word to find out what do You think and what do You say. And Lord, help us to realize that the Word of God always has the answers to mankind's problems. Help us to always turn to You and help us to always lean upon You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.